You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Steph Curry, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
I appreciate it, man.
Before we get into the work that you're doing, I'm sure everybody wants to know, if they're a fan of the NBA, what are you doing right now? Are you training? Are you preparing? Are you just playing 2K? What are you doing?
Well, it's crazy. I ain't seen a video game controller since I had kids, so that's a little different. I can't resort back to that. But for the most part, is riding a bike. I do have a gym in my house, so I can get on the bike. I can do some weights, but no actual like basketball court. I got a little hoop that at least I can get the ball in my hand, get some shots up, but it doesn't simulate anything that I'm used to. So just riding it out like everybody else, man.
You know, you've always been on the front lines of getting food to people who need it, getting equipment to kids who need it in schools, helping kids out with sports programs, etc. As soon as coronavirus hit, we saw Steph Curry in a way we've never seen him before. You came out in full force with your foundation, and yourself and your wife Aisha said, you know what, we're going to help the kids. Tell us a little bit about what your foundation is doing right now.
There's a lot of food insecurity right in our backyard. And so, like you said, myself and especially my wife, you know, we wanted to really formalize a strategy around how we can really, you know, amplify that impact. And so a year ago, we started our Eat, Learn, Play Foundation, and I've been working really hard to get it off the ground and running and get to work, not knowing that obviously, you know, coronavirus would hit and that would only just exaggerate the need at the base level from, you know, just having proper supplies for food. Especially when the school systems shut down out here, the Oakland Unified School District, you don't realize how many kids rely on the right. School system for, you know, their meals throughout the week. And so thankfully we had a foundation set up that once, you know, coronavirus hit and we saw the need that we were already working on, you know, amplify. It was awesome to be able to kind of engage right away. And so many people helped us. We have an amazing team. We have an amazing support out here. But there's so many kids in need, and we've now provided over 1 million meals so far. And as we know, as this virus continues, that need is only going to continue to grow. So there's still more work to be done and more awareness and support that's necessary. But just grateful to be able in a position to be able to help right away in a meaningful way.
You, your organization was all about helping the kids before the virus hits. You've always wanted to do something in a meaningful way, as you said, but you've had to pivot really quickly to the new situation with coronavirus, you know, because you can't be in the schools the same way you were before. The kids aren't coming to the schools in the same way they were before. So what has your organization done to shift its attack program, getting the food to the kids as opposed to the kids coming to get the food, getting the right people to get the food to them while still maintaining their health? What have you been forced to do?
Absolutely. Like you said, you had to reimagine the process. With restaurants closing down, with schools closing down, all the infrastructure is kind of interrupted. And so from our standpoint, we partnered with the Alameda County Community Food Bank, and they stepped up in a meaningful way to open up distribution centers so that those meals could be accessible to all the kids and families in the greater Oakland Bay Area. So from week one or two, around, you know, the third week of March to now, it was around two or three drop-off centers. Now we're up to 20. And with Jose Andres and the World Central Kitchen, they're stepping in to try to reopen restaurants to serve as distribution centers. Wow. And that obviously provides a lot of different benefits. We're getting food and meals where they need to be. People know where to go to get the meals. But on top of that, you need a workforce and a manpower to do that. And so for the restaurants that we can engage with, that creates jobs. And so, like you said, nothing that you do is by yourself. We just happen to be in an amazing position to be able to connect the dots. Food insecurities have been happening for forever. So systematic, right, things that we're trying to deal with and just the history of that. But with the virus, it only, exacerbates that for sure.
Now, on the one hand, you're trying to keep in shape for the NBA. On the other hand, you're working to feed as many kids as possible who have now been thrust into the worst situation possible because of coronavirus. And then there's the side of you that a lot of people forget, but then are reminded of, you know, if we're on your social media, if you know Steph Curry, and that is you're a dad. So you have kids at home. Kids are out of school right now, but they need to learn from home. What is the best and worst part of teaching your own kids throughout this crisis?
The best part is you just get to those little moments where you just smile and just look at your kid like, you know, this is amazing. I remember when you came out the womb and now you're, you know, solving, you know, addition and subtraction problems on your own and like, right, get proud of yourself when you do it. So I'm just, you know, standing by on the side, just, you know, beaming with pride on that front. The worst part is any 7-year-old, my oldest daughter's 7, any 7-year-old that, you know, is used to a certain routine, and now has to stare at a computer and try to, you know, keep their focus, especially in today's age. That's where it tests me as a dad and as a teacher. My daughter gave me 3 stars as a substitute grade teacher. So I got some room for improvement. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we're still going to have a little more time. So when you get back to the NBA, it'll be teacher, philanthropist, and NBA All-Star. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you for taking the time. If people want to help you out, though, where can they go and what can they look out for?
ElearnPlayFoundation.org is our website where you can donate and understand exactly the work that we're doing. And then I know you have Dr. Fauci on your program, and I'm not a doctor, but I got to be a reporter for about 30 minutes and ask him some questions. But on sc30.com, there's a kind of a breakdown of all of our conversations and things where you can get some facts. We all need facts and we all need an understanding of what's really happening and how we all can do our part. So pretty excited about that, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. Look after yourself.
Appreciate you, Trevor.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.